Hello and welcome again to Engage with the Bible. Our text is taken from Luke chapter 23 and we're reading verses 50 to 54.
Now there was a man named Joseph, a member of the council, a good and upright man, who had not consented to their decision and action. He came from the Judean town of Arimathea, and he was waiting for the kingdom of God. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen cloth, and placed it in a tomb cut in the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid. It was preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin.
Our focus is on verse 51. Not consented to their decision and actions. Perhaps Joseph was absent when the Sanhedrin had taken its decision to sentence Jesus to death, or maybe he had been excluded for some reason, or maybe he had voiced his concern for justice, like Nicodemus had done, only to be shouted down. Like Nicodemus, Joseph, as a member of the Jewish council, knew the cost of public support for Christ. But this had not kept him quiet. We do not know how Joseph's opposition to the decisions and actions had become known, but known it was, and Luke records it as an encouragement for us all. Now, with renewed boldness, Joseph's loving and public actions become a key part in setting the scene for the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. There may be times when we have to be careful, aware of the cost of living in obedience to biblical teaching. But let's not be so careful that we avoid declaring our obedience to Christ. Whatever our position and influence, we can trust the Holy Spirit to give us the wisdom, the courage, and boldness to be counted as disciples of Jesus, even when it puts us at odds with the majority. A prayer. Lord Jesus, please help us to know how we should respond in the face of opposition to your way of living. Please give us the courage to speak and act in obedience to your word with gentleness and grace. In your name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.